Birthright citizenship, Senate warnings, and a school district in crisis. Legal scholar Jonathan Turley publicly predicted over the weekend that the Trump administration will lose the birthright citizenship case at the Supreme Court. Turley, who has generally been sympathetic to executive power arguments, framed the 14th Amendment's existing jurisprudence, consistent since the 1898 Wong Kim Ark decision, as too well settled to be overturned by executive order. His assessment signals that even analysts favorably disposed toward the administration's agenda see this particular legal path as untenable. Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz issued a pointed warning to the White House, telling the administration to prepare for a tougher Democratic Senate. Schatz, who sits on the Senate Appropriations Committee, was signaling that if Democrats flipped the chamber in November's midterms, oversight authority would be deployed aggressively. In Georgia, Senator John Ossoff sharpened his attacks on Republican challenger Mike Collins at an Atlanta church rally, a setting that traditionally signals base turnout consolidation rather than persuasion of moderates. The most locally explosive domestic story is the resignation of Alberto Carvalho, superintendent of the Los Angeles Unified School District, which serves roughly 420,000 students and carries an annual budget of over $9 billion. Carvalho stepped down Sunday, nearly 4 months after FBI agents raided both his home and district offices over contract-related allegations. Widely considered a reformist leader and a national model for urban district management, his departure under federal scrutiny raises serious questions about contracting oversight in large urban school systems. Representative Ro Khanna escalated Democratic criticism of Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency, calling for a formal probe and charging that DOGE-driven cuts to USAID may have contributed to the deaths of 4.5 million children worldwide, a figure grounded in the statistical mortality consequences of cutting global health programs targeting childhood disease in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia. Whether that demand advances depends on whether Democrats can build committee majorities. Inside the White House itself, Musk clashed publicly with Vice President Vance over how the federal government should capture value from AI development. Vance has backed the concept of a sovereign wealth fund holding AI company equity, while Musk argued for direct treasury payments to citizens. The disagreement between two political allies over U.S. AI industrial policy will have direct budget implications heading into the next appropriation cycle.